Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss the forms of business. Accountants frequently refer to a business organization as an accounting entity or a business entity. A business entity is any business organization, such as a hardware store, a grocery store, that exists as an economic unit. For accounting purposes, each business organization or entity has an existence separate from its owner, its creditors, employees, customers, and other businesses. The separate existence of the business organization is known as the business entity concept. Thus, in the accounting records of the business entity, the activities of each business should be kept separate from the activities of other businesses and from the personal financial activities of the owner. Assume, for example, that you own two businesses, a physical fitness center and a horse stable. According to the business entity concept, you would consider each business as an independent business unit. Thus, you would normally keep separate accounting records for each business. Now assume your physical fitness center is unprofitable because you are not charging enough for the use of your exercise equipment. You can determine this fact because you are treating your physical fitness center and your horse stable as two separate business entities. You must also keep your personal finance activities separate from your two businesses. Therefore, you cannot include the car you drive only for your personal use as a business activity of your physical fitness center or the horse stable. However, the use of your truck to pick up feed for your horse stable is a business activity of that horse stable business. The types of businesses, one is a single proprietorship. It's an unincorporated business owned by an individual and often managed by that same person. Single proprietors include physicians, lawyers, electricians, and other people in business for themselves. Many small service businesses and retail establishments are also single proprietorships. No legal formalities are necessary to organize such businesses, and usually businesses' operations can begin with only a limited investment. In a single proprietorship, the owner is solely responsible for all the debts of the business. For accounting purposes, however, the business is a separate entity from the owner. Remember to always keep it separate from yourself. The single proprietors must keep the financial activities of the business, such as receipt of fees for selling services to the public, separate from their personal financial activities. For example, owners of single proprietorship should not enter the cost of personal houses or car payments in the financial records of their business. A partnership is an unincorporated business owned by two or more persons associated as partners. Often the same persons who own the business also manage that business. Many small retail establishments and professional practices such as dentists, physicians, attorneys, and many CPA firms are partners. A partnership begins with a verbal or written agreement. A written agreement is preferable because it provides a permanent record of the terms of the partnership. However, you can't have a verbal agreement. With a partnership, you can have unlimited arrangements in the agreement. These terms include the initial investment of each partner, the duties of each partner, the means of dividing profits or losses between the partners each year, and the settlement after the death or withdrawal of a partner. Each partner may be held liable for all the debts of the partnership and for the actions of each partner within the scope of the business. However, as with a single proprietorship, for accounting purposes, the partnership is a separate business entity. A corporation is the third form of business. And it is a business incorporated under the laws of a state and owned by a few stockholders or thousands of stockholders. Almost all large businesses and many small businesses are incorporated. The corporation is unique in that it is a separate legal business entity. The owners of the corporation are called stockholders or shareholders. They buy shares of stock, which are units of ownership in that corporation. Should the corporation fail, the owners would only lose the amount they paid for their stock. The corporation form of business protects the personal assets of the owners from the creditors of the corporation. Stockholders do not directly manage the corporation. They elect a board of directors to represent their interests. The board of directors select the officers of the corporation, such as the president, the vice president, who manage the corporation for the shareholders or the stockholders. Accounting is necessary for all three forms of business organizations, and each company must follow generally accepted accounting principles, or in other words, GAAP, as we call it. Since corporations have such an important impact on our economy, we use them in this text to illustrate basic accounting principles and concepts.